Well, in my mind, Kenny Baker is just one of the greatest bluegrass fiddlers that ever touched the instrument. And I think a lot of students of the instrument would all agree that he's probably one of the biggest influences on everyone's playing to date. And I just figured with all of the great fiddlers and bluegrass musicians we have here in Minnesota and the Twin City Metro, that we should throw a little tribute concert and showcase all of our fine fiddlers and all of the fine music that Kenny helped create and contribute to and play.
What was it like when you mentioned to some of the other players around town that you wanted to do this and you were inviting them?
I had a really positive response right away. I didn't know how people were going to react and how difficult it was going to be to schedule this many fiddlers, but everyone on the list was super excited, including some people that I asked but were unable to make it. They were heartbroken, so I think it's going to be a really big, fun time and be a lot of fine fiddling.
Well, you wanted to play a Kenny number, one of his recordings with Bill Monroe. Why did you pick out Jerusalem Ridge?
Well, I figure Jerusalem Ridge is a great tune that maybe a lot of people are going to recognize. Maybe you didn't know it was Kenny Baker fiddling on it, or maybe you did, but either way, it's a great example of just Kenny's prowess on the instrument.
Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. That was Jerusalem Ridge, and the fiddle player was Kenny Baker, and was speaking with A.J. Zrubas, the motivating force behind A Fiddler's Pastime, a celebration of the music of Kenny Baker. The performance, of course, is 3 p.m. Sunday, March 24th at Celtic Junction. A.J., you're a fiddle player. You play many styles. What to you is so special about the fiddle playing of Kenny Baker?
Well, Kenny, he was really a powerhouse on the instrument. One example of Kenny's playing that I just think is really cool, a lot of fiddlers might come at a tune like Jerusalem Ridge and they might have kind of a jagged bowing or a shuffle bowing. You know, they're going to have this sort of a sound. You know, kind of a long, short, short style bowing. But Kenny, he was really smooth. He did a lot of long kind of bows. He might play more like, it's really smooth and kind of cool syncopated phrasing with the way he bows. The other thing I think is really impressive about Kenny's playing is a lot of fiddle players can, you know, they can get up the neck and start playing in higher positions, but one of the hardest positions to play in is second position, and it's very challenging to play in tune. In Jerusalem Ridge, he does this in the last part. A lot of that is up in second position, and he just has kind of laser perfect intonation and great phrasing, and you really can't even hear him change positions at all. It's very fluid.
Some of the renditions of Baker tunes on the March 24th event will be by fiddle soloists, but there'll be duets and trios and other combinations. Who are some of the players that'll be on hand?
Yeah, I'll just kind of list everyone quick. Myself, I'm going to play a couple tunes, and I'll be doing some duets. But we have Brian Christensen. We got Eric Christopher of the High 48s, Eric Mooring of New Riverside Ramblers and Cafe Accordion, Jillian Ray, who fronts her own band, John Neiman, who's in King Wilkie's Dream, Lisa Fugley of Monroe Crossing, Rachel Calvert of Barbaro, Robbie Podrug of also King Wilkie's Dream, and Tom Schaefer, who plays in Honky Tonk Jump. But not only do we have this fine list of fiddlers, but we have just an ace backup band that's going to be accompanying all the fiddlers on all the tunes. We have Clint Bertzer of the High 48s, David Robinson, who plays in my band Steam Machine, but also with the Rowe Family Singers and the High 48s, Liz Ashworth, who plays in LaPlante Road, great mandolin player, and Rena Rossi on the bass, who plays in Steam Machine. And we have a great MC. It's going to be Adam Granger.
It's a great lineup, AJ. And just to conclude this, let's play a recording of you playing a Kenny Baker tune. This is from a group you had a few years ago called Backup and Push. Which tune you want to put out there?
Well, we're going to play a selection. It's one of my favorite Kenny tunes. It's called The Grassy Fiddle Blues.
Fiddler's Pastime, a celebration of the music of Kenny Baker, led by A.J. Zrubis, takes place 3 p.m. Sunday, March 24th at Celtic Junction in St. Paul. For information, the web address is celticjunction.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.